This is Senior Radio Buffalo. It's News Radio 930 WBEN. I'm Joe Chile, your host. SeniorRadioBuffalo.com is our website, and our community calendar is on there. Also, I want to stress, you can go to click online there. You can get some of the previous shows. You can listen on demand, is what I'm saying, to some of our previous shows. So please feel free to do that. If you think you've joined a show and you know that we've talked to folks like we're talking to Alex and Will here today and Bill from Severin Development, we have had some previous shows with Alex and Will individually and with Alex, Will, and Bill. You can listen to some of those shows online just by clicking on them. So this morning we're going to talk about Severin Development and one of the things that we want to discuss, and you guys have talked about this before, some of the new builds that you're doing, and we talked a little bit about patio homes, and I understand that you've got a development in Alden that you're working on here, and so let's get into that a little bit. Let's talk about it. It's called Birch Creek Run, is that correct?
Correct. Okay. It's a 21-lot patio home subdivision, fully approved. We just got approved, so we're ready for this spring. We're pretty excited. We have our model home on West Main Street in Alden. It's open Wednesdays, Saturdays, and Sundays. My father will give you the times that he will be there. But yeah, it's a little niche community, wooded lots. We put in a little paver brick road, and we're excited to start building some homes on the street this year.
Okay, so the model home that you guys put together, this is, you know, are they all going to be relatively similar or?
Yeah, relatively similar. I mean, we have a lot of choices on the customization of the siding, the colors, and the front elevation. And then interior, the way that the home is built, you can customize any wall you want. We believe we set up our model to be the most attractive. But come and see it, and we can talk to you about customizing your own little patio home.
Okay, Bill, why Alden?
Why Alden? Well, you know, patio homes is something that's probably still somewhat new to Western New York. Mm-hmm. But Alden did not have a patio home community, so actually the village approached us and asked us if we could work with them to develop the first patio home community, and that's what we did. What's nice about it is that it's a very, I'll call it a quaint community, very cozy community. It's not going to be very large, so we're looking at 21 families that are going to be part of this community, and I'll tell you, with the marketing that we've done so far, the typical person that walks in the Sierra model is generally somebody that or couple, you know, single person couple that is looking to possibly downsize. They have a 2,500 square foot two story. They tell me that the kids are gone. The kids have grown up and moved on, and they're just looking now for something that is less maintenance. Something that they can possibly spend half the year in Western New York and spend the other half the year either in Florida or Arizona, wherever. And it gives people the opportunity to kind of right-size, downsize, whatever you want to call it, and get into something that is brand new where they can probably look at a 10-year period where they don't have to do anything. You know, absolutely brand new construction, and Will mentioned, you know, some of the nice things about the house itself. All of our homes are 2x6 construction, so they're very well insulated, very well built. They're all built with truss roofs, so that we can customize the inside. We have three or four kitchen designs within the house, so there's even though the houses will look similar, there's a lot of customization that people can do with them.
Okay, so people can come, and maybe you want to give the hours for the open houses,
yes,
where they can come and actually see this model, get an idea.
Right. The address is 13030 West Main Street, and that's right in the village of Alden. Very convenient walking distance to the park in the village there, the community center. You can kind of walk to right, I guess we still call it downtown Alden. We're there. We're open starting next week. We're going to be open Wednesday evenings, and that's from 5 to 7. And then we're open Saturdays and Sundays from 1 to 4. So Wednesday evenings, 5 to 7, and Saturday, Sunday, 1 to 4 p.m., all afternoon, both days. And we'd love to have people come out and take a look at our product. And, you know, the other thing, Joe, is that the house that we have, we really study the price point, and you know, you can find patio homes in Western New York that are $400,000 plus. What I had seen over the years is that we're at a price point where it's probably let's say, much more doable for people. You know, we're somewhere between about 260 and 300,000. We can build them a new house for around 260, and we can build it very nicely appointed for under 300,000. So
I think that, give us an idea of the individual that you're probably looking at to buy a home like this. If you could envision, you know, people that to come out and look at it, you're talking people that may be looking, as you said, to downsize or mm-hmm. smart size or right size.
Right.
And then individuals that, you know, maybe they've got a property that they want to get rid of, you know, and you guys could, you know, take over that property, and, you know, and then you're going to buy, you know, you're going to buy the property for cash. Maybe they can reinvest. You guys can work this whole thing out, right?
Oh, yeah,
right,
absolutely. Exactly, yeah. And the demographic that we've seen, especially being out in Alden, is people who maybe have owned, like my father said, large houses, maybe with a lot of land and a lot of maintenance. What's nice about this community in general, we do have condo status, so our tax assessment is much less. And then the maintenance of the exterior, all of the snowplow removal, the lawn maintenance, the grass cutting, even we call them spring and fall cleanups, where they'll come, they'll pick up leaves, they'll do the mulch, is all taken care of. So really, the exterior maintenance of your home is now something that people don't have to worry about. And people who are coming from larger properties who have been cutting grass their entire lives, and you know, now they don't have to do that. They can spend more time with, you know, their family and grandkids or traveling. And they'll know that if they come home from Florida in the middle of January, there's no problem getting to their front driveway. It'll all be taken care of.
And these homes are not on top of one another, right?
I mean,
you've got a good, you know, amount of space between.
It's actually a very nice lot, too. The way that we're able to position it, we have wooded lots as well. So Alden is still pretty rural, but where we are in the village is very nice. But what's beautiful is we have a nice farm behind us, so it's actually a small community, but you're set in the woods. It's actually very, very nice. So we're happy with it.
Are you going to have the availability for people to look online at this, too, mm-hmm. that
yeah,
you're working?
Yeah, actually, for Severn Development, we're building a pretty interactive website. So that'll be live in a few weeks.
And then also on Facebook, it's very easy to find us at Severn Development. There's a lot of information there for Birch Creek Run specifically. We have some video walkthrough of the property, and we also have our open houses scheduled on there as well. So on Facebook, you can find us at Severn Development. We have a page for Birch Creek Run.
Okay, we'll see if we can get that link through on our website at seniorradiobuffalo.com as well. We're talking this morning with Alex, Will, and Bill Severin from Severin Development. We're talking about Birch Creek Run, and it's a patio home development in Alden, which is still a quaint area, you know, an area where you're not really congested. I mean, I think we've seen places in Western New York that have become very successful from a business standpoint, and I'm not going to mention specific streets or whatever, but sometimes it'll take you a half hour to get from one side of the street to the other in the middle of a weekend. So this mm-hmm. gives you the opportunity to be, you know, not necessarily out in the country, but, you know, it gives you a more peaceful setting, and you don't have to worry about all that hustle and bustle.
Yeah, and it's still a very manageable drive to the suburbs and the city. But what we noticed out in Alden was those areas have been underserved for a number of years. You know, now moving through Lancaster, that's getting a little congested. Alden's the new forefront. But we're actually finding a lot of interest from people from Batavia, Warsaw, Marilla, a little bit further out that are looking to come in. And again, those smaller communities have been underserved. So we wanted to provide a little niche community in the village of Alden. And that's why we're looking at just 20 lots. But it's going to be a nice private setting. So we're happy.
Okay, how do they get a hold of you folks?
Very easily. You can call my father, Bill, at 716-818-0207. That's Bill Severin, 818-0207. Or come see us at the open house on Wednesday evenings, 5 to 7, or Saturday and Sunday between 1 and 4.
All right, very good. Severin Development and Alex, Will, and Bill, thank you for joining us once again.
Thank you.
Senior Radio Buffalo, this is News Radio 930 WBEN. I almost
that's
went for
good.
Another 12 there.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, a little bit over, not too bad. We're all right.
That's all right. Yeah.
We did a 12 and a 9, right?
The first three we got were the boys, right?
Yeah.
That's right.
And then we've done
two
more.
So we got when you guys refer to the name.
Birch Creek Front.
Yeah, I want the name all the time.
Okay.
In Lancaster or in Alden, Birch Creek Run in Alden. Always refer to the name.
Okay.
Bring it up often and frequently. So it's like seniors, when we first started the show, some seniors texted or called in and said, hey, we're not they and them. We're seniors, you know. So it's branding that name and getting it out there and getting it familiar with the listeners, because then when they see the signage or when they see the different things, if they get something on Facebook, they'll know. I'd love to do another one. Do you guys have another one?
Yeah, of course. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Can we talk?
Yeah, let's do another 12.
Okay. Let's talk about the actual house. I mean, we have nice, we have granite. We offer granite under cabinet lighting. We like to do a lot with our tile. We have fireplaces, gas fireplaces. We offer outdoor living spaces, decks, patios.
Different floor plans.
Different floor plans, if you'd like. There are two bedrooms. We also offer, we can offer a finished basement. We can add almost 1,000 square feet in the basement. So first floor laundry, which is very nice. Two car garages, front patio, front porch.
Okay.
I imagine there's only one step to get into the house, and they can be ramped if necessary.
Yeah,
there's
one step. They're also very easily
ADA compliant.
Yeah, we can mention
that they can be handicapped accessible. And
we should mention that we actually designed the site that way to make sure that every house was at one step, at most one step to get in.
Yeah.
So imagine that. We calculated that out.
Mm-hmm. Did we mention we have a paper brick road too? It's very
mention that again.
Road.
It's a great road.
Hey, you did mention it's a semester road.
Early and often, you did
mention
the
logistics of it.
So get into the floor plans and start with Bill again.
Okay.
Again, I'm trying to just create that.
Oh yeah.
Differentiation. Yeah.
Yeah. Different presentation and. Okay.
Okay.
And then you guys chime in, and I think it's just working really great naturally.
Is this a 9 or a 12?
This is going to be 12.
Minutes, yeah. So
cool.
We can really get into it. Okay, guys.
Perfect.
Welcome to Senior Radio Buffalo on News Radio 930 WBEN, SeniorRadioBuffalo.com, SeniorRadioBuffalo.com. That is our website. I'm your host, Joe Chile, and we're pleased to have back once again today Alex, Will, and Bill Severin from Severin Development. You're familiar with Alex and Will from AlexandWillBuyHouses.com. They've been on the show numerous times, and we've talked to Bill, brought Bill in with Severin Development, and talked a little bit about that in a couple of previous shows. And our last show, we talked about Birch Creek Run, which is a patio home development that Severin Development is doing in Alden. And we want to kind of hone in on this a little bit more today. First off, can we start with the phone number so that people can get a hold of you? We usually give this at the end of the program. I want to mention it right at the very beginning of the show today. Go ahead, Bill.
Joe, thanks. This is Bill Severin, and the best number to reach us would be my cell phone. That is 716-818-0207. That's 716-818-0207.
All right. Let's continue a little bit, Bill, talking about these the patio homes. People have gotten, there's real interest. We've gotten some questions with regard to this. I think people are honing in again now on, they get the idea that you're going to have, 21 homes or whatever in this area. But they want to know some specifics about it. Maybe we can talk a little bit about some of the interiors, some of the floor plans, how similar they have to be, that they're not necessarily cookie cutter from house to house to house. Where did you come up with the idea for this and the first layout, the original layout? Because you have a model home there, right?
Right. We do have a model home, and that's open a few days a week, and we'll talk about that. We took what we thought was the best opportunity to find to build a somewhat small home. It's 1,400 square feet, but it is two bedrooms and two full baths, so that you have a private master bath, and then you also have what could be your second bath, your guest bath. We have a nice-sized kitchen with eating area. The eating area is right in the front of the house. We've got one thing that people remark when they see the house, there is a lot of natural light. We have a lot of windows, probably more than normal in a patio home. And then we have a nice-sized room. I think our great room is about 28 feet long. So we have a nice room that's both dining and living. And what we can do with some of the kitchen designs is we have about four different possibilities for the kitchens in this plan. So it can be built the way we have our model that's there on West Main, or we can actually open it up to where you can walk in the front door and you can look through the entire house. So you can walk in the front door and see the fireplace on the far end of the great room. And if someone prefers a much more open plan, we can do that too. So it gives us a lot of opportunities. It gives the home buyer a lot of options.
Now, when you talk about people actually touring the home, when you talk about the open houses, who is there? Who are they going to see? Are they going to meet you, Bill, when they
yeah,
come in there?
Actually, I'm not there every day. I have a couple other associates that work with me, but we are open Wednesday evenings from 5 to 7, and then we're open every Saturday and Sunday from 1 to 4. So, and, the other thing, too, Joe, is we are open by appointment. So if someone wants to come out to Birch Creek Run, and honestly, during the week is sometimes easier because then we have time to walk down the street with them and kind of show them the lots and show them a little bit, in just a little bit more detail. Sometimes our open houses get busy and we're kind of just handing out the information and so forth. But we're excited about Birch Creek Run. We'd love to have you just call me, make an appointment, just come out and take a ride out and walk through the house with us. We can show you a lot of the options, a lot of the possibilities, and then we can take a walk down the street. The weather's getting better. We've got some nice weather to hopefully walk around and see what the lots look like.
All right, when we talk about this, and I'll focus again back on Alex and Will, let's take for an example, we're looking at an overhead view, okay? We're in a drone or a helicopter looking down at Birch Creek Run and the development of patio homes. What are we seeing? What does this look like?
Well, we actually have our model on the existing road. We're at 13030 West Main Street. That's Birch Creek Run, right in the village of Alden. And what we were able to do with the site was establish a model patio home on the existing street. It has a nice lot there to the east side of the property. And then a little bit to the west, we have a beautiful road, straight road. It's actually a paver brick road.
That's
we have
beautiful.
Our lampposts up. This spring we'll be putting up our birch trees, okay, Birch Creek Run. Mm-hmm. And what you actually get is a nice, simple community. We have 10 lots on either side. The one side's nice and wooded. We have a nice pond in the back. And that's really just a nice rural setting for a private community.
It's not a very intricate road. There's not a lot of houses that have pie. There's actually no houses that have pie-shaped lots or weird, lot lines. They don't back up to each other.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's really just a straight shot, little niche private community. And it looks beautiful. There's a fence at the back of it with a pretty little pond and everything. It's a very rural setting.
And that way no one's in your backyard. You're not looking over anyone else's backyard, which is kind of nice.
Do you have an idea of, the size of each lot?
I believe they're 50 by 85. So a little bit bigger than the house. You get a nice option for an 8x10 patio in the back, and then you still got room for some grass. But like Alex had mentioned as well, all landscaping, grass cutting, it's all maintained. So we do provide a nice little outdoor living space for you and then a front porch. But the lot sizes are about 85 by 50.
Okay. We're talking to Alex Will and Bill Severin from Severin Development. We're talking about Birch Creek Run in Alden. This is a new patio home community, and they have a model home out there that you can see. Also, tell us, you can actually look at this on Facebook. So let us know where people can actually
Correct.
Go on Facebook.
You can find us on Facebook as Severin Development. If you go to our page, you'll see a lot on Birch Creek Run. We have a virtual walkthrough. We have our open house hours, and then all of our contact information. Like my father said, if you call him, we can even do a private showing, which is also very nice. Mm-hmm. And again, his number is 716-818-0207 for a private showing at Birch Creek Run.
Okay. Now, 1,400 square feet, mm-hmm. I should say, the size of the home. Now, you talked about the great room. You talked about fireplace. You talked about, the kitchen, two-bedroom. Now, they have full basement?
Full basement. And actually, we have an option to finish an additional 1,000 square feet in the basement. You're required to put an egress window in the basement. It actually provides a lot of lights, about a 5x5 window. Almost looks like a sliding glass door down there. So a lot of ample light. And then the nice part is we've seen with the demographic already that an older couple might want some more room for some grandkids to come and play, possibly visit. So being able to finish just about 1,000 square feet, yeah. Gets you a very nice sizable home.
A third bathroom, too.
Oh, possibly a third bathroom as well in the basement. So you can actually do a lot of modifications in the basement. And again, that's still within our price range between that $260 to $300. So you get a lot of options for what we believe is one of the best values for a patio home.
Now, when you talk about options and you talk about two bedrooms and you talk about the kitchen and the great room, things like this, how many options do you have on the openness or the size of these individual rooms?
Well, we're working with 1,400 square feet, so it is limited to a certain degree, but we use a truss system. So our walls are all completely, actually not even, they don't need to be there. What that allows is we can change some of the, like my father had said, the layout of the kitchen, as well as where some of the doorways go. Something that we were actually talking about off air is our floor plan is only one step. So these are very easily ADA compliant. We can make the door cases a lot larger. So we can do a lot of different custom finishes, even with granite, backsplash, under cabinet lighting. We can go on for days. You're going to have to come to the open house to get all the details. But no, we have a lot of options on how to customize. We typically hear, on 1,400 square feet, we can do a lot of different changes. So even though you're buying a patio home, a community, condo home, you can make it just yours, which is very nice.
One step. Now, when you say this, so one step up. What about ramps and things like
that? Well, we can do that. Obviously, when our engineers designed the site, we wanted to make sure that every single house was only one step or a potential ramp, okay, to get into the home. And then the exterior living space that Will explained is also a step or two, okay, so that we try to keep it as level as possible. Now, you'll see in the model, we also have a first floor laundry room. People walk through the house, they look through the bedrooms and bathrooms, and then they don't realize that we also have enough room up there for a first floor laundry room, which people have, maybe said they want to do another bathroom, whatever the case may be, if they can walk down the stairs to the basement. But if they can't, we have a very great plan for that aging demographic and someone who might benefit from having a first floor laundry room.
Mudroom type,
mudroom. Yeah, it's actually off to the side. It's very nice and private. It's away from the living space, so if you don't want to finish your laundry right away, you can leave it on the side over there. But it's a really nice, efficient layout for the lifestyle.
And when you start talking about Birch Creek Run, you have two car garage, is it
correct?
Yeah, full two car garage.
And every house actually comes with a concrete driveway standard, so it's kind of nice. It looks very nice and bright from the outside, and then you also have your little front porch. So we do try to pull in a little bit of the outdoor living, but then a fully functional two car garage, plenty of space for a nice couple.
Well, that sounds great. I mean, I think it sounds really exciting, and the fact that the community there in Alden welcomed you guys in, partnered with them to kind of get this all put together, correct?
Which was exactly. They were very welcoming, very easy to work with. Our approvals went through very quickly. They actually rewrote
their code.
Code. Yeah. Thank you. they actually rewrote their code for our patio home community. So, like I said, they're very accommodating, and they've welcomed us. And now we just need to start adding families. And Joe, the one thing that they had expressed to us was there is this demographic in Alden, and they were talking to us about the fact that a lot of people were getting, as they're aging and downsizing, they were leaving Alden, and they would,
like to keep people in the community.
Exactly. They would
helps
like
the
to
tax
keep
base, helps
Alden.
Everything out, right?
Exactly.
Everything.
So,
okay, so Bill, your phone number so that people can get a hold of you.
Yep, our phone number, my phone number would be 716-818-0207. Again, it's 818-0207.
Birch Creek Run, and you can also check out Severin Development, SEVERYN, Severin Development, on Facebook. Thank you for joining us
once again. Thank you again.
This is Senior Radio Buffalo on News Radio 930 WBEN.
Perfect.
Okay. Nice.
If you can label those Severin Development 1, 2, and 3.
Okay, sure. I already jotted it down, so okay. I'll make sure when I send the info to you and Mary.
And the other ones are Alex and Will.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And I'll add those to the other ones that we
should have. I think we have 1 through 3, so this is
four, five, six.
Yeah. Okay. Got it.
That was a lot of segments. That was good.
That was good.
Yeah, we got a lot in. We got a ton in.
Yeah, we got a ton in, really.